Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Blog Talk Radio. I'm back here as your host, Adrian. We are open line, ready to do readings. We are on the air right now. If you want your free tarot reading, call in now, or your free soul collage readings. What I like to talk about tonight is a little bit about the mind over matter and what the power of the mind can do. I am a certified hypnotist, just like Roy is a hypnotist, and we've been performing for a very long time. And I have discovered what the power of the mind can do, which I, when I started researching into the tarot and the metaphysical world, I started seeing that you know, when you start to have a more of a mind of a child, you have more of a variety of imagination, and then things start to become reality, as we know it. Just like if you were to watch, for an example, Chris Angel. Chris Angel, when I first saw him flying through the sky with hooks going through his back, I've discovered that there is the power of mind over matter, which is very powerful in group hypnosis, because meditation is connecting the mind, body, and spirit as one, which is very, very powerful. So it is possible that there is such a thing as mind over matter. But we're going to move on because we don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to go to the first caller from the 610 area. You're on the air with Adrian. Hello.
Mind, body, and spirit as one, which is very, very powerful.
Hello.
But it is possible that there is...
How are you?
Oh, I am on the line. I was listening to the computer talk.
Okay, did you just want to listen in, or did you want a reading?
A reading.
Okay, and what did you want to know tonight?
Well, I guess I shouldn't have given that more thought, but I'm just in a really bad place right now, and I want to know... can you just, I mean, are you able to figure it out and tell me what it is I need to know, or do I have to give, like, a specific question?
Well, how about we break it down and we just kind of do a, we just do a cross spread, but first I want to bring Roy on the line. Roy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Ethan.
We have our first caller on the line, and she has a question for the tarot card tonight. We didn't have much time to talk about Chris Angel, but and the mind over matter theory. But let's we'll go ahead and go into the reading. And this is Roy. Go ahead, Roy. Do you want to say something?
Well, again, we just wanted to thank you and, you know, invite you to our show, and we're looking forward to having a great night. And yeah, we'll go ahead and start with that reading right away, Agent.
Okay. And is it possible that you have, that you can get a hold of a magazine? Because I would like to do a soul collage reading on you tonight, if that's possible.
Are you talking to me? Get a magazine?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. I just happen to have one laying here.
Okay.
Wait,
so what I'd sort of like you to do is go through that. I'd like you to go through the magazine, think about your question, and how, and whatever picture that stands out, don't just pick anything that's too obvious. Just go through it, and whatever you feel that calls out to you, pick out two pictures in that magazine.
Oh.
And we'll start with your first question.
Well, the magazine that I thought I had was just the cover laying on the floor.
Okay.
And I'm off in search of another one. I don't usually buy a lot of magazines.
Okay.
But I do have some somewhere. They're going to be elusive. I apologize for this.
You're fine.
You're okay.
Okay, I got one. Now I have to go sit back down. Okay. So you want me to look through the magazine? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, are you there?
Yes.
Go
look through,
through
the
magazine. Pick out two pictures.
Yes, I'm sorry. It just wasn't a very good first grab of a magazine.
Oh. Jimmy, all you want to do is just, Mimi, whatever picture seems to stand out for you, it's almost like, you know, it catches your attention right away.
And if you don't really have one, we could just move on to the tarot.
Yeah.
I had one. Where did it go? Well, of course, this is difficult like everything else. Okay. All right, I have two.
Okay. And what's the first picture you have?
You want me to explain the picture to you?
Well, just, yeah, explain what's on the picture.
It is a picture. It looks like it's a park setting. There's a nice brick road. There's lots of trees. And it looks like there's two couples walking hand in hand, having a good time. The couples are not together. They're just individual couples walking through the park.
So I'm kind of getting that. So in the picture, you said that they're not together, but they're individuals walking together in the park?
No, there's two couples that are not together. It's two separate couples.
So they're not together, but they're walking in the park?
Yeah, there's like two couples. A man and a woman is one couple. A man and a woman is another couple. And both of the couples are touching, but they're not like friends. They're not with each other.
They're not partnerships.
No, but the man and a woman is probably a partnership, and the other couple, a man and a woman, is probably a partnership, but neither one of those partnerships knows the other partnerships.
Okay, so what drives you to pick that picture?
The trees.
The trees?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and have you been thinking about relationship lately?
No.
Okay. And do you want to be in a relationship?
No.
Okay.
I mean, somewhere maybe deep down I might, but I've so had it with relationships, you know, that I don't trust that there's ever going to be anybody that I could have that really good relationship, you know, that somebody's going to be my best friend. I can trust them 100%. You know, they're going to be there to lift me up and vice versa. I have no faith in any of that.
Hey, Jen, I just want to share something with her. When you mentioned the trees, the reason they stand out for you, because I feel they're calling out to you. By that, I mean that you need to get out, you know, into the, you know, next to a tree and just sort of lean up against it. And what this does is helps you to become more grounded. And do you want to explain that to her, Agent?
Yeah, I think that if you rub yourself back against the tree and you kind of ground yourself, then in reality, when you ground yourself, you'll feel like you really don't need anyone in your life, which means, you know, you feel like you don't really need someone to help make you feel happy. So when you're grounded, you know, like you need to be more connected to the tree, which is going to ground, help ground you in a lot of aspects of your life. And also it's going to help you to start trust. I think it's going to help you with the trust issue and the bad faith and the relationship issue. And I think that that's one of your barriers, which is why, you know, you have a security mechanism, which tends to show up in the collage, and it has something to do with relationship. But that's not something that you really want to face right now. So grounding would actually help you a lot.
Oh, can I say, like, why I picked it? Or do you want to know that?
That was because there was a barrier. That's why you picked it.
A barrier?
Uh-huh. Something that you've been suppressing in your mind.
It's a couple. You mean I was just flipping through the, you know, pages, and you know, when I see the trees, it's like, yes, that's where I want to be, you know. And I didn't see the couples until I had to open the page up fully, and it's like, oh, okay. And when I looked at it, I was like, oh, I know where he's going to go with this, because I'm going to have to explain these couples, and I'm not even interested in these couples. But
basically, all it is a barrier.
What happens with the soul collage, the reason that there's couples there, because subconsciously, you know, this is where you want to be.
Yeah, subconsciously, and consciously, it's something where you don't want to be.
Right.
But since it's something that you're suppressing in your mind, it is a barrier that you've put up, and you're just processing the information through the magazine.
Yeah, well, I have put up that barrier because, like, I'm 49 years old. I've never been married, and I've never had, like, a very good 100% positive relationship with any man. There was always something there that, you know, just wasn't right, and, you know, never lasted. And, you know, I've been deeply hurt. And I have enough pain in my life right now that I don't need that to weigh me down too. I need to keep my head straight and focused and achieve what
well,
it is,
you know,
I need to get done.
Well, do? They help to balance the left and the right brain.
Yeah.
And that's what this other reader told me, this other psychologist. He said it helps to balance the left and the right brain when you do the soul collages, because it's a suppressed memory or belief that you've suppressed in your mind, which has created a barrier for you to overcome.
So this not being in a relationship is not what's holding me back from achieving my other goals, is it?
Part of it's the trust. It's not the relationship.
Yeah.
It's like you said, it's the bad faith and the trust. So that was one of the reasons why that came up. You know, partnership is what binds the is the trust and the bad faith.
Yeah, I don't trust anything. Really,
so
and
that would
is
actually
why the tree is calling out to you to be more grounded.
Yeah,
once
to be more
grounded,
more grounded and to have more trust.
And you'll learn to have trust.
Well, you know, the only thing that I could ever trust in this whole lifetime is myself. You know, and prior to my experiencing this situation in my life that I'm going through right now, it's always been me helping me get through it and get, you know, around it or whatever. And I'm facing a situation right now where me is not being effective. I am not being able to work through this problem that I have and accomplish what I need to get accomplished. There are just so many different roadblocks, so to speak, which is funny I'm saying roadblocks because this road is made out of little blocks. It's funny.
And this is going to be interesting because in a picture, there's a lot of messages in that picture. You just have to see what those images or, you know, what's in that picture and what it's telling you.
And
you know,
it's weird you'd say that because you can even use soap collages with remote viewing.
Yeah.
Because there's so many messages and words
right.
that are in the magazine. Like, for an example, you go through a magazine, you see a picture, it may even have words at the bottom of the magazine.
It says four bold moves. I can't believe it's a car thing. The other side of the page, I guess, that I have folded over is a picture of a car, but it says Ford, bold moves.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
And what's going to be interesting, what was that second picture?
The second picture that I picked out?
Yeah.
Well, I happened to pick up a fitness magazine, and it's like, yes, I have a long-term goal that I would like to become fit and everything, but that all wasn't really standing out to me. I was looking for something more meaningful, and I really couldn't. So I just settled on this picture of a pretty girl with nice hair, you know, and a flawless face, but because I want that again. I want the health.
You know,
I want the rejuvenation.
Even more interesting, there was a speaker that I listened to a while back. His name was Sean. I can't remember his last name right now. My mind just went blank. But, okay, what he says, the key to happiness is, number one, is health. Number two is wealth. Number three is relationships. And it's interesting that right now you're focusing on, you know, that picture and how you would like to be and be more fit and, you know, and have all these things that would bring you, you know, that health to bring you that happiness.
Yes.
Once you have achieved that, then you'll find that you'll start bringing in, you know, the kind of income or whatever you might be desiring. And then that's when the relationship will come in.
Yeah, right now, you know, the trees, that just symbolized peace to me, and that's what I need right now. I need peace because I am going through so much turmoil. And then, you know, of course, when I look in the mirror and I look at me, it's like, oh, my God, you're 49 years old, but you look like such an old hag. And of course, you know, I picked this picture out because I want to look better. But I can't because I'm under so much stress right now, and it's just really taking a toll on my health. I don't even have time to focus on the exercise and taking care of myself right now, because there are more important things on my plate right now that I have to deal with.
You know, we all say that we don't have the time. You just have to make the time or take the time.
I really don't have the time.
If you think about it, Chris Angel says he never has time for anything, but one thing he does have time is his health first. And the first thing he does is he goes work out in the gym
before
he does anything.
There we go.
Well, so I'm really stressed out. I'm really stressed out.
And you'll find that once you start doing this, it'll relieve the stress, bring a lot more happiness. You know, you'll be able to look at yourself and say, wow, there's change. It's a new me.
Yeah, and the way I look at it is, like, I'm not going to get any of these changes for the new me unless I get through this big hurdle, this big barrier right now. And that is that I've pretty much been unhappy with the house that I purchased, but I tried to make the best of it for the last 18 years. The last four of those 18 years has been nothing but a constant state of anxiety and stress because of a neighbor who moved in and started terrorizing me and destroying my personal property. And, you know, he's just turned my life into a living hell. I've been living in fear and under constant anxiety. What's he going to do next? Is he going to, you know, try to hurt me? Every time I stand in front of my kitchen window at my sink, I'm afraid he's going to stand out there with a gun, because it's one of those days that he just lost it and he's going to shoot me, you know.
But don't co-create those things into your matrix reality. You have to take those out. You have to take those fears out and face them head on.
I know, but I don't avoid the kitchen sink because of that. I go to my kitchen sink and I breathe through it, and it's like, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to stand here and I'm going to do what I have to do. But it's just that little fear that's nagging at me. It's like, oh, you know, what if, what if, what if? And so I let my home.
Yeah, that's anxiety.
I purposely left my home go into foreclosure because my only income is Social Security disability, and I have nothing in savings. And I was just barely making it month to month, you know, deciding which one am I paying this month, the mortgage or the utilities, or am I buying food? So I thought,
let me ask you this question. There is no such thing as a coincidence. You called into our show for a reason. Because you're reaching out, you're looking for something, and you want change.
I do want change. I want to get through this. Right now, I have come up against so many closed doors. Every time I knock on one and hope, okay, I'm going to get some help here, I'm always disappointed because there's nothing that anybody can do for me, and if nobody else can help me.
What Jesus said is his knock, and I will answer.
I have been knocking on his door.
But
I talked to him. I
sat
with him.
You just told us, you said you didn't have no faith.
No faith in a relationship right now, no.
But what is your relationship between God and yourself? That's what you got to ask. What is your relationship, and is there any faith in that relationship?
I have but a little bit of faith. Because of a hard life that I have lived, because of all the, problems that I've had to face, and
main thing,
you know,
is to not look at them as problems, but look at them as lessons.
But I resent those lessons. I resent those lessons because it is this whole life that I've lived. Taken a toll on me so much, and
you know, this is our university. We're all here to learn.
Yeah, well, after this, I quit. I'm not doing it again, and that's just been my philosophy.
Well,
that
in order for
I
us
have
not
to
do it again, then we cannot repeat those same things.
Well, I don't know what it is I did in the past, so how would I know that?
See, we have to look at it. Well, maybe, you know, I have to change something.
Yeah, and I'm trying. I'm trying to change my residence. I'm trying to get myself away from this place that is bringing me down so much. You know, I want to get
into a place where I can breathe.
How can
you know, we all have guides, we have angels, we have to call upon them.
And I call upon them every day. I ask God, I talk to God through the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, to allow all the archangels, guardian angels, whatever angels are out there that He has employed to help, to send them and surround me, to guide me and show me the doors that I'm supposed to go knock on so I can get through this. And then after I do this, it's like, okay, well, let's get started with this day. Let's try again. And I go through all the motions until at the end of the day, I'm like, why? Why didn't anything happen for me today? What is going on? What is it really God's will that I should just drop over from exhaustion or anxiety or a heart attack and not get my kids out of this situation? I have kids.
Well, the main thing is it all comes down to divine timing.
I'm trying to be patient, but my God, I've had prayer lines and churches and groups of people praying for me. They say, oh, I'm praying for you, Denise. I'm praying for you. And it's been months.
Remember that anything that comes through negativity or thoughts or anything like that, you know, that all comes from the dark side. That don't come from the light.
And do you know that my home is set for sheriff sale on May 24th? I have 3 weeks before my home could possibly be sold out from under me. And I have 18 years worth of accumulated living in my household, and I have not even gotten started with packing any of it up.
Right.
I'm going to lose my home, and I'm going to lose all of my belongings. Is that what
Adrian,
God wants?
Adrian,
God
I want
wants
you
me
to...
flat on my face out in the street with 4 kids?
Adrian, I want you to share a story with her what happened when you were at that point.
When I was at that point of almost being homeless, maybe I'm not sacrificing or giving up everything you had, but I was at that point where I was homeless, and if I didn't have my mom and dad there to support me, I had enough faith in Jesus Christ that I would get into a new apartment, I'd get my Social Security back, and everything would go fine. And within a few months, everything just came into fruition, and it just manifested. And I have a lot of gratitude and a lot of faith. And normally when you get on housing, it takes up to 3 years before you're on housing. It only took me less than 2 or 3 months to get on it.
Well,
and when you got on
Social
Security, it was less than that.
Well, I have Social Security disability income, and I recently called my county to see if they opened up their list. It was closed for a couple of years, and they said, yes, we've opened it up, but there's a 2-year waiting list. And I explained to them, May 24th, my home's going to be sold in sheriff's sale, and we're going to become homeless. Will that move me up on the list? And he said, no, it won't. So in the meantime, I'm supposed to call down to see if there's any room at the shelters.
Hey, John, I want you to do something for
I don't
right
want
away.
It to get that far. I don't
you
want
know, I
to
want,
get that far.
Can you have the faith if Adrian can help you right now? Do you have that faith?
I don't want to say, I don't really would like to answer that, okay? Because I know, you know, with the secret, I'm trying to live positively. And every time I have to sit and explain to somebody what I'm going through, it's more of the negativity coming out of my mouth.
The main thing
is... what I'm getting is you're not ready to have faith yet.
No.
Well, what's it going to take? And if God isn't going to help me, how is another person going to help me?
It's going to take a sacrifice until you start
yeah.
believing.
Yeah.
believing in God or another person or myself.
Well, that's why you keep sacrificing. You keep believing that it's something you have to keep giving up unconsciously. Unconsciously, it's something that you've suppressed.
That I have to give up everything.
Yeah, to have faith.
Does it really matter what you lose as long as you have you and your family?
Well, you know what? That's funny you should say that, because last Tuesday was my birthday, and instead